Interstate 5 is a wall of concrete that runs right through the heart of Seattle. But what if, instead, it was the site of Seattle's new Central Park? That is the vision of urban planner Scott Bonjukian. Today, he presents his vision to city officials. The idea is here to build a cover over I-5 between Olive Way and Madison Street to create space for that new Central Park. Bonjukian told KUOW's Jeannie Yandel he came up with his Central Park idea on a noisy walk over I-5 downtown.
And I just stopped, leaned over the railing, and just kind of was appalled at the sights, like how wide it was, what a canyon it was, the noise of the traffic. It was probably a sunny day, so I could probably smell the fumes. It just seemed like an opportunity to just put a cap over it and just mitigate all that stuff, just kind of contain it.
Well, there have been other proposals to do the same thing, to cap I-5. Why is your proposal different?
I'm looking at a very focused area in downtown where there are retaining walls on both sides of the freeway. So it's what I call a trench. And it's pretty conservative, and I'm mostly looking at primarily park space, whereas the other proposals are looking at a much larger scale and more civic in nature. They're looking at more commercial development on top, whereas I'm more concerned about the lack of open space in our downtown core.
What will that space look like, that park in downtown that you're creating by litting I-5?
I imagine it being a very modern park, but because of the slope, there will have to be some terraces. So it might be the actual park might be slightly angled, but things like walking paths, dog runs, maybe a coffee vendor out there, maybe some water features, but community centers, things like that, just all kinds of things to get different walks of life into the park.
But I've lived here for 15 years, and I have to say, compared to the city where I moved from before, Seattle has a lot of parks. So why do we need a central park where I-5 is now in downtown Seattle?
You're right. We do have a lot of parks, and we have a lot of big parks. I mean, just to name a few, like Seward Park or Discovery Park. But a lot of our bigger parks are hard to get to. We don't have a central kind of organizing space where we can host a large diversity of big, flexible events and where people of all different walks of life feel welcome. I think a lot of our parks are kind of catered toward one demographic or another. Lately, that's been changing a little bit. Like with Westlake and Occidental, the Parks Department and the Downtown Seattle Association have done a good job of activating those parks with food trucks and bocce ball and seating and things like that. And I think if we had that on a much larger scale, it could help put Seattle more on the map than it already is.
In part, you're talking about building on things the Parks Department is already doing. But how do you think a big central park in Seattle would help with the growing pains that the city is kind of experiencing now? We're going through a lot of changes.
Yeah, and South Lake Union is a really good example of that. You know, before South Lake Union was the core of glaring skyscrapers, there was a plan back in the 90s for what was called Seattle Commons. And Powell Island bought up a bunch of land and put on the ballot a proposal to have a property tax levy to build that park. The voters shot that down. Island retained the land, and now that's where the Amazon campus is. And obviously, I think voter perceptions have changed recently. I mean, we passed the Parks District. People voted for the seawall levy to help support the new Waterfront Seattle project. So I think there's an appetite for large open space projects.
I'm talking with Scott Bonjukian. He's a staff writer for The Urbanist, and he has a proposal to build a new central park over the I-5 corridor in the city center. And I want to talk about money now. Your proposal could cost $250 million. Where is that money supposed to come from?
There's actually a huge variety of sources just for capital projects in general and for LID projects at every level of government. One interesting example was from Dallas. They completed a 5-acre LID in 2012, and about 50% of their funding was actually from private donations. And with the amount of large corporations and wealthy residents in Seattle, I think that could definitely be an avenue here too. But there are things like voter-approved bonds or developer agreements to, if they're going to develop any buildings on the LID, leasing agreements, things like that, could definitely contribute as well.
Seattle has kind of a reputation for being tolerant of taking on more taxes to pay for things like this. I know that I'm asking you to look a little bit far in the future here, but what makes you think that Seattle residents are going to approve yet another levy for something like this? I mean, we just came through approving levies for parks, as you said, the seawall. We're paying for stuff like this already.
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, and the, you know, almost $1 billion transportation levy, it was a pretty big ask. But I think one key part of this is that the LIDs can probably be built in phases. So we don't have to build it all at once. You know, $250 million sounds like a large number, but I'm estimating about $20 to $25 million per acre. And I think that's a little bit more feasible to some people. So maybe build one or two sections at first, see how people like it, see if it fits what the city wants, and then people can voice their support for that in the future. Another big thing is I-5 is only 10 years younger than the Alaskan Way Viaduct. So eventually I-5 is going to need to be rebuilt. And if that happens, that'll be a multi-billion dollar project, and LIDS could easily fold into that as a much smaller chunk of change. So that would be a very big state project that could get this done.
Talking with Jeannie Yandel, that is Scott Bonjukian, urban planner and staff writer for The Urbanist. He wants to build a new Central Park over the I-5 corridor, and he is presenting his proposal today to the city council. He says if you want to see how another city built a cover and made a park, check out Millennium Park in Chicago. You can read Bonjukian's blog post about Millennium Park and look at his plans for litting the I-5 downtown corridor at theurbanist.org.